The BVW Podcast presents This Week in Music History. This week in 1977, the police were getting ready for a show in Paris when Sting walked through the red light district. That walk inspired Sting to write the band's first hit, Roxanne. Police and Roxanne. This week in 1977, Sting walked through the red light district in Paris, which is where he got the inspiration to write that song. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1961, Bob Dylan signed his first recording contract with Columbia Records. On this new morning. This week in 2018, rapper 50 Cent used Groupon to buy 200 tickets for an upcoming Ja Rule show, just so the seats would stay empty. And this week in 1976, Bob Seger released the album Night Moves.
I was a little too tall, could've used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sudden way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working
on our nine moon. In the summertime. Some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our nine moon. Trying to lose the awkward teenage blues, working on a nine moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime. The lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves. With autumn closing in,
Bob Seger with Night Moves. The album of the same name was released this week in 1976. Now even more of this week in music history. This week in 2000, Linkin Park released their debut album Hybrid Theory, which became the number one selling album of 2001. This week in 1980, Barbra Streisand hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Woman in Love.
I am a woman in love, and I do anything to get you into my world. I
This week in 1972, the controversial Chuck Berry song, My Ding-a-ling, went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
We got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh.
Ding-a-ling!
Beautiful, beautiful. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh,
ding-a-ling.
You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing mine, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. Yeah. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling. Oh,
ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling! I want you to play with my ding-a-ling! 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 I want you to play with my ding-a-ling!
You know that's future Parliament out there? Turtle Creek, man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my baby. Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song. Really, I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're going to dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling!
Chuck Berry and My Ding-a-ling. The song went to number one this week in 1972 and is the only number one song that some radio stations edited out of American Top 40. Now even more of This Week in Music History. Born this week in 1963, Natalie Merchant. Born this week in 1958, Simon LeBon of Duran Duran.
Wild Boys! Wild Boys! Wild Boys!
Wayne Fontana, leader of the Mindbenders, was born this week in 1945.
Come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of love.
Born this week in 1967, Keith Urban.
Someday, baby, you and I are gonna be the ones that good luck's gonna shine.
Helen Reddy was born this week in 1941.
And you, baby, you're a special lady.
Katy Perry was born this week in 1984. Born this week in 1936, Charlie Daniels.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
Born this week in 1959, Weird Al Yankovic.
And everything you know is wrong. Black is wide up and down and short is wrong. And everything you thought was just so important doesn't matter.
And born this week in 1944, John Anderson, lead singer and co-founder of Yes.
Thank you.
That's Yes with Starship Trooper. Yes lead singer and co-founder John Anderson was born this week in 1944. And with that, we'll wrap up another week of This Week in Music History.